Good Saturday morning. Welcome into the weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Three convenient locations for you here in town. All your nutrition and supplement needs, check out Vegas Discount Nutrition. And, of course, the new store that will be opening in the Fashion Show Mall on November the 1st, just in time for the holidays. Ballpark Frank Harnish, Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez in here with you once again. Terrence, I guess he's recuperating and he had a little surgery done or something.
Yeah, executive producer Big T had a little muscle tear. I believe he tore his bicep, and as he puts it, the doctor drilled some holes into his shoulder. So he's recuperating right now.
Okay. And luckily for him, he can go to Vegas Discount Nutrition instead of getting the illegal stuff that Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews use.
Allegedly.
There's been a lot of alleged stuff going on.
Could be the Bear fan in me coming out with that. I don't know.
So if there was a current bear on this list, they're innocent.
Oh, hell no. They definitely are innocent. Have you seen the way they play? If they're juicing and still play that bad, then something's really wrong.
That's messed up.
This week, all around, I have to say there's been a lot wrong.
I'm being perfectly frank here, okay?
Yeah, you always are.
And yes, you would.
You always are perfectly
Has
frank.
Has been for the last 12 years that I've known him.
So in your being perfectly frank, we obviously know the Olympics are coming to an end tomorrow night.
I'm going to be so bummed.
I know you are. I saw last week how excited you get when these games come on and just the enthusiasm that you share for these Olympic athletes and what they go through and what they sacrifice their entire life. And I don't know how many people out there understand the sacrifice that goes into this. This isn't like, hey, I signed my kid up for Little League Baseball and he's going to this. No, I got to spend $20 on a glove right now. Do you realize they cost $80 for an aluminum bat?
Oh, that's if you're lowballing
I'm remembering when I was a kid.
No, a good friend of mine, his daughter plays in really high level softball. In fact, she's playing at college now. When she was playing in the leagues out here in that, $300 for a bat.
Well, it's still nothing compared to what these Olympians have to pay. Gymnastic lessons, swimming practice, swimming, all that stuff.
Not to mention all the doctor bills from all the injuries you get while you're doing all that kind of stuff, all the sacrifice. And we're talking about the people that are winning the sacrifice. How about the people that are just trying to get a team or the alternates? We talked about the final five in women's gymnastics. How about the three alternates that nobody even knows their name except for crazy people like me who look it up and watch?
No one ever will either, unfortunately. You are probably one of the only guys that do.
Just their parents and their significant others.
Now, since tomorrow night, we've obviously got Olympic basketball going for the gold medal. Again, it will be the third time or the fourth time in a row.
I know that they're going for a streak where they can have the most consecutive wins, counting exhibition games and everything else. They'll be playing Serbia, who's actually had a nice tournament. Bogdanovic for them has looked pretty good for a guy. Again, you talk about somebody nobody knows. This guy apparently plays for the New Jersey Nets. He's been in the NBA for a while, and nobody knows who the hell he is, but he's lighting up in the Olympics. Maybe he's earning himself some PT in the NBA next year.
Right? All you need that spotlight, and you know he ain't getting a spotlight in Jersey over there. So he's got that world stage looking at him right now, and he's shining for sure. But there's also been a lot of other athletes that have shined, and there's been a lot of athletes that have not shined. There's been a lot of...
There's been the spotlight and the flashing lights.
And the light you do not want to be in. But let's talk about the positive for a second. Looking at back at the Olympic Games, I know we've got the closing ceremony tomorrow, but looking back at the Games, has anything really stood out to you? This has been a fantastic set of Games.
Well, I mean, I've loved watching a lot of the competition, the sportsmanship that we had in the one race with the women where the two girls knocked each other over and helped themselves out. I mean, the girl, for crying out loud, tore her ACL and ran like almost another mile on the track with it just to finish it in the Olympic spirit. Of course, Usain Bolt is absolutely incredible. By the way, happy birthday to Usain Bolt tomorrow. So he will turn 30 years old. Tomorrow.
So he could probably do another Olympics.
They say a running back declines at 30, so I guess he got in just under the wire doing what he does. Ashton Eaton, like I told you guys before the game, watch his name. He once again won the decathlon.
That was impressive.
By the way, his wife also won the bronze medal for Canada. They trained together. So there's been a lot of things. The United States sweeping the 100-meter hurdles for women. First sweep ever in track and field for a women's USA team in anything.
And the USA has over 100 medals so far, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're crushing everybody out there. Also swept the shot put in men. So it's been a lot of good things. The women's gymnastics team, obviously. Michael Phelps in the pool finally growing up. You know, his wife is there. His son is there. Boomer. You know, they've had a fun Olympics. He's been a joy to watch. I mean, I love the competition. The American girl who upset the Japanese woman in wrestling gets the first gold ever for the United States. I'm blanking on her name right now. The absolute crushing loss to the Japanese woman who was just crying on the mat. There were people saying it was the equivalent, basically, of like a high school basketball team beating the Cleveland Cavaliers for the NBA championship. That's what a big underdog she was. That this just, there's no way this was going to happen.
First Olympic medal in women's wrestling, right?
And gets a gold medal and beats a woman who basically World was champion. Considered unbeatable. Yeah, hadn't lost for years and years and years. So, I mean, I love the Olympics, as you know. Like I say, I've been watching a lot of it, so I will definitely miss it. And I am looking forward to later on today when we're done with the show, flying home and checking out Vashti Cunningham and see if she can be the youngest person ever to win a gold medal in the high jump. Of course, daughter of Randall Cunningham and Las Vegas' own. By the way, even if she doesn't win, Connor Fields in BMX from Las Vegas did win a gold medal, so there'll be at least one gold medal coming home here in Las Vegas.
That's always fun to hear. Always fun to hear. Now, Armando, last week we had Randy Gordon on from SiriusXM Boxing.
I wish you would have come on today just because of all the nonsense and craziness that's going on.
Yeah, that's the ugly side of what we've seen so far.
Yes.
Just one of the ugly things that we've seen so far. And we'll talk about, obviously, the rest of that. But Olympic boxing, a lot going on there. Judges pulled off.
But fired refs getting let go. Even the director got fired or something, got replaced.
Well, did you hear the kid Conley from Ireland and the way that he was after he lost his?
And rightly so, though.
I'd play the soundbite here for the people, but I can't clean it up enough. I'll get carpal tunnel even worse trying to do that.
You're not that fast on the dumb button.
I mean, basically dropping F-bombs all over the place, and they go, you're on live TV. I don't give a blank if I'm on. They're cheaters. They're this, they're that. Luckily for me, I have a career, and nobody will remember them. Here's what I don't like about that, and you guys can agree or disagree. All through this Olympics, I've been watching the ticker on ESPN and other stations, and even hearing a little bit on NBC. People constantly, I know just the other night, the women's 4x100 meter relay team, they changed the gold medal. The Russian team that won it originally, their 8-year sample came up dirty for one of the people. They stripped them of their medals. Now, they did give it to the women that actually won and got the silver. But they don't get their national anthem. They don't get the fanfare. They don't get all that kind of stuff. If they're going to do that for that kind of thing, with the judges in boxing, with them saying outright, hey, we know this stuff has been absolutely bogus and the decisions have been ridiculous, to Shanko winning the gold in the heavyweight in boxing. He didn't win a round. He didn't come close to winning a round in that fight. Why don't they do the right thing and say, not only are we going to fire these judges, but we're actually going to reassess the fights and give the medals to the people that earned them and deserve them?
I wish they would do that, but they won't. They will not do that. And it's kind of like when you look at an MMA fight, same things kind of happen, you know, whether it be a drug test failure or just a bad judging decision. Unfortunately, we are stuck with it for good. But as far as what you were talking about before with the dirty samples coming up and them being awarded a medal years after, I'm grateful that they did do that. That is justification. But I've heard stories where you've had people working in labs and they're looking at these samples. And I remember a big story came out. It was about 5 years ago where there was a lab assistant working and he was kind of just bored through the day and just started pulling out these old samples. And like 95% of them came up dirty.
Did you see the thing on Lewis and Ben Johnson years ago?
Yes.
No.
The very end of that 30 for 30, exactly what you're describing. The guy from there said he pulled out the samples like 8, 10 years later or whatever and started testing them just for the hell of it for the stuff that they have now. and said he finally reached the point where he just put them all back in the refrigerator and said, I'm not doing this anymore, because basically they were all dirty.
They all
are. They weren't doing stuff that was illegal then. They were doing the stuff that they didn't have tests for then.
And that's what's always going to be like. It'll always be like. They'll always be able to step above.
But at least now the athletes know that they're being held for a minimum of 10 years, so they can get stripped down the line. How about that? How is Usain Bolt? I mean, and again, I'm glad that he is. But how can one person on the planet be that much better than everybody else in the history of the world? And he's had his samples go back 8 years now.
Yes, they do.
And he's never been busted for anything. That's amazing to me.
It's the genetic.
So he's actually been clean?
It's clean. Which is scary.
How does he make it so he look so easy, though? I mean, come on.
Genetically gifted. Let's be honest. The guy is gifted. He is the fastest man alive. It's that simple.
He toys with the competition. He
kind of like Phelps does sometimes.
He looks around to see, okay, well, I got a 200 up, so I'm going to ease off the gas a little bit here. He was actually upset when he won the 200 and won it in 1979 because he was like, yeah, I was really hoping to go a little bit under that because, you know, I didn't really give the people what they wanted. You still had the relay coming up. You've won your second gold medal here, became the first man ever to win the 100 and 200 in three consecutive Olympics. It was raining on the track. And you feel a little bit disappointment because you didn't run faster.
Well, I mean, the last, meter, he does slow up and starts looking like anybody next to me.
I mean, holy perfectionist, Batman.
No. What he does is he slows down because his feet are burning. All right? The guy is moving so fast. He's got to put the fire out before he crosses the finish line. That's what's got to happen.
Okay.
But, I mean, forget about that stupid Batman Superman movie from last year. I want to see Usain Bolt versus the Flash.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, I'd like to find out the odds on that one because I bet it'd be a pick'em. It'd be a pick'em. But we were talking about the ugly, obviously talking about what we were earlier with the whole ugliness of the Olympics, and that right now is Ryan Lochte. Ryan Lochte, man, he really screwed up. And we were talking about it off air before we started, and talk about gymnastics and swimming, international handball, hell, track and field. Nobody cares about these sports for the next 4 years.
Very niche audience.
Yeah, very, very small niche audience. And these swimmers, these gymnasts, these track and field athletes, this is their moment in the sun. This is where that 5 minutes of fame is theirs. And Ryan Lochte has taken away that from all of those swimmers. Not Michael Phelps, but pretty much everybody else. They've taken home, 23 gold medals or 30 gold medals?
Yeah, I know in his career alone, Phelps has that many. And yeah, you're right, with what Simone Manuel did, becoming the first black girl to win a gold medal. Katie Ledecky just completely blowing the competition away and breaking world records all over the place. This is one of the best swim Olympics that we've ever had. And yet Ryan Lochte, maybe the only person that found a way for Hope Solo to say, thank God for Ryan Lochte so people aren't talking about my dumbass anymore.
And when you can make... When someone can make Hope Solo look good,
you know that's bad.
You know it's bad. That's like, you know, if the three of us are in a room and I'm the voice of reason, something's wrong.
I was gonna complain about the way they destroyed Gabby Douglas on social media.
She didn't put her hand over her heart when she won the national anthem played, and
I was like, really?
Technically, you don't put your hand over your heart during the national anthem. You do that for the Pledge of Allegiance, not for the national anthem.
Okay. Right. But because her four teammates did, she was basically just... It was an avalanche of criticism bestowed upon her. I mean, she stood up there. She's, I don't think she was really singing along, but she stood at attention. She was enjoying the moment. She was with her teammates. I didn't see her doing anything wrong. But unfortunately for Gabby Douglas and everybody out there in this day and age, the whole world has changed because social media has changed everything. Yes. And if one person posts anything sense out of tweet or a Facebook or this, that, or the other, all of a sudden everybody else piles on today. You have to watch what you're doing all the time.
Oh my God. It's like I love John Jones. John Jones is the type of guy, he puts out a tweet, doesn't think beforehand, and then he goes and he deletes it right away. Dude, it's out there.
Once it's out there. Once it's out there. Think before you hit send.
Always. They like you should have that thing on your phone for when you drunk dial somebody. They should have that for some of these athletes with social media.
You know what they should do for every athlete out there, quite frankly, or politician or anybody else? Even after you hit send, there should be a thing that says, do you really want to send this?
Are you sure?
Your computer when you go delete this and you sure you want to delete this thing? Do you really want to send this? It maybe even have that stupid little computer voice say, I just reread this. You're going to come off really bad. Do you really want to send this? Because you're a dumb, you know what?
Well, speaking of dumb, what did you think of Lotke's apology?
I thought it was prepared by somebody else.
Well,
I think
obviously.
I think he's had too much chlorine to the brain and too much hair dye that's going through his scalp. When you don't have very many brain cells to begin with, you can't afford to kill the ones you do have.
I mean, when I heard that, I was like, there's no way he wrote
this. It's the ugly American thing all over
and
again.
Isn't that horrible? Because we come off as such an athletic country, but a bunch of complainers and liars.
And the other thing that it's gone to, too, and I know we're up against a break here, and I didn't see this at first, but again, it's a different world than that, and a lot of people are complaining about it. They're now bringing race into it as well, because people are saying, what if it would have been Carmelo Anthony and some of the basketball players or somebody else?
That's just ridiculous.
No, but that's the world we live in today.
No,
people
right.
are always going to find
you're
something,
right.
and they're saying this is the prime example of white privilege
you're right.
Four white swimmers going out and thinking that they could do whatever they want to and then just make up the story. Here's the funny thing about it, and there's really nothing funny about it, but the ironic thing about it. This story never even gets out. If he doesn't tell his mom that something happened, mm-hmm. made up a story to her, and then she's the one that reported it to NBC and the media, then the media are coming to him, and all of a sudden they're going, oh, man, we got to come up with what actually happened last night now, because they had just originally paid the fine, and it was going to go away. If the idiot doesn't tell his mom and she goes blasting it to the media, this story never even comes out.
Yeah, I'm sure they're sitting there, the four drunk idiots, and they're like, yo, police don't work here. They ain't got paid in 5 months.
Well, no, that,
we're good.
We got pulled over around 4 a.m. Really? Because the video shows you didn't leave the party till sunrise around 6 a.m. Oh, they stole all our stuff. Oh, but you still have your cell phone and your medals in there. Oh, they let me keep that. Yeah, because cell phones aren't something that they would steal down there.
And
people
you
are shot all over the world for cell phones. It's just stupid.
And not only that, you've seen the videos of these kids walking behind people, setting them up, stealing left and right, and they're going to leave your Olympic medals in your phone?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, that just shows how stupid this guy is.
By the way, they weren't even smart enough to collaborate their stories.
Stupid.
Lotke says
what was that all about?
One person came up and he was in a police and then the other guy says Fagan is like, oh, there were two or three of them. And then, oh, I don't really remember how many, but they're bouncing out. If you're gonna lie, at least collaborate the story beforehand.
Because, I mean, I'm sure
well, now
he's
we know
been,
why he got the hell out of the country well, so bad.
I guarantee, listen, Lotke's been, you saw him on his reality TV show. He's not.
Thank God I didn't.
Yeah, not the brightest individual and really doesn't look forward. There's no like thought process of what will this lead to. It's just fly by the seat of his pants. And you know he's been in trouble here. How does he not realize that they are going to separate the four of us and they're going to ask us what happened? Frank, you're right. Number one rule, if you're going to lie to the cops or to anybody, get your freaking story straight.
By the way, I know it's real and I know over a third of the population is under the poverty level. There are cameras everywhere in this world.
Everywhere.
You didn't think that you were being videoed while this was all going on? And you were the macho. He pointed a gun at me, and I said, no, I didn't do anything wrong. Oh, yeah, I smashed up your bathroom, kicked in the door. We trashed the ATM.
Ripped a poster off.
And you only pulled a gun on us to make us pay for the damages that we had caused.
Oh, my goodness.
Ryan Lotke. All I can say is, Tanya Harding, be careful, because Hope Solo or Ryan Lotke might have your job on that trashy TV show.
Can we, instead of Dancing with the Stars, could we get like Dancing with the Fugitives or something like that?
Oh, that'd be good.
Get them all together.
Or
celebrity boxing with the two of them.
The Ugly Americans.
And that is a perfect way to put it. The Ugly Americans.
All right. It is the Weekend Kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Three locations, all your supplement and nutrition needs. Check them out and stay around. Check it out. The new one opening Fashion Show Mall, November 1st, just in time for the holidays. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NFC South.